I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Executive Committee. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here. Mr. Blakemore, can you confirm that we have present a quorum and an appropriate notification of the meeting has been provided?
Mr. Chair, I can confirm that the meeting has been called pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act and that you do have a full complement of trustees for the Executive Committee.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I don't have any announcements or opening comments. I will recognize that we do have some representatives from the University Advisory Council that are here. If there's any comment that you wish to make, we'd be happy to receive it.
We don't have any comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you for your attendance. Mr. Blakemore, do we have anybody who's registered for public comment?
We do not have any requests for public comments.
Then we have a single action item on the agenda today. It relates to Presidential Legal Services. I'm sure the committee members will recall that we've previously authorized the compensation of the firm Mintz, Levin, Cohen, Ferris, Glovsky, and Popio in connection with certain services to be provided to the president. And we had a cap on the expenditure for that purpose of $100,000. The requested action today is for the approval of the expenditure of funds for the indemnification of separate legal services to the president relating to matters associated with presidential duties and responsibilities. The Executive Committee's approval is requested to be increased from the $100,000 cap to a total expenditure of $150,000. If there is need to extend this approval in the future, staff will bring the matter back to the Executive Committee for review and consideration. Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Trustee Muir.
I'd be remiss to not make a public comment in this regard. My recollection is that we had first approved $50,000. We increased it to $100,000, and now we are being asked to increase it again. There is, at this time, no known litigation in this regard, and I am very concerned that there is no means to try and mitigate the use of these public funds in this regard. In principle, this is appropriate to extend to our president. However, this continued increase in limit gives me great pause and great concern. And even by extending it to another $50,000, my concern is I just don't see where the limit ever stops. And so those comments are rhetorical. They don't require any it's not a question. It's a comment. But when we first approved these funds at the initial $50,000, I made a request of the president to be prudent, to take responsibility of oversight of this additional resource that this board was providing in a very difficult time, very difficult financial time. And I again renew my request to the president that it is his responsibility to oversee his attorneys, and that we have to put faith in that he will be judicious in the use of these resources. And I hope that this motion will not come before us again. Thank you.
Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other matters to come before the committee this morning? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries as well. Thank you.